Meanwhile, a frontal system is on the way. Today, a good bit of sunshine, very warm for October with a high around 86. Risk of some showers, some widely scattered showers by this evening and tonight and overnight. Low temperature 69. Tomorrow, scattered showers possible from time to time as a front moves through the state. A warm day with a high in the middle 80s. Wednesday, not quite as warm, high 77, slight chance of showers. Then a nice day Thursday, sunshine, upper 70s for a high. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation. They say a man was shot to death just before 10 o'clock Saturday night near the intersection of South Holt Street and West Jeff Davis Avenue. So far, police have not released the victim's name and no arrests have been made. Prattville police are searching for a shooting suspect. This happened on North Northington Street near Bent Tree Drive. Police say the victim was taken to Baptist South Hospital with life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. And four Alabama counties are receiving some federal funding after Hurricane Michael. FEMA is providing money to pay for 75% of costs related to the storm. The funding is going to Dale, Geneva, Henry, and Houston counties. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food and Fuel Citgo, and we're excited to be tailgating with you. Stop by and you'll find hot pizza, cold beer, fried chicken, Coca-Cola products, Golden Flake snacks, and Monster Energy drinks. Everything you need for tailgating. Plus, be sure to ask about our rewards program. We're fueling good at United Food and Fuel, your tailgating headquarters. Home of the 99-cent special and quantity Citgo tri-clean gasoline.
United Food and
Talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Still blue.
welcome back in. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock.
How you doing?
How are you doing, Jack Campbell?
I'm all right. Huh?
How was your weekend?
Well, Alabama won.
Yeah, well, not everybody in the state won.
Obviously. LSU Tigers took down the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, that was a big win. I don't think there were any other football games this weekend that I'm aware of. Detroit player? I'm not sure.
I don't know what
UAB may have played.
I know that four of the top eight teams in the country went down.
Well,
on Saturday.
That's too bad. So close to basketball season, I almost forgot football was still going on, Jack.
Well, that's because you're an all. We're kind of enjoying it up in Tuscaloosa.
I don't know why you haven't had a competitive game yet. There's nothing to enjoy. You know, I guess the first quarter and a half are usually pretty
fun. Well, I mean, Tennessee, I think, I know Auburn is really not very good, but I think Tennessee proved that they are a contender. Alabama's got to go up to
Tennessee's
Knoxville.
Tennessee's not a contender.
Well.
Auburn's just terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Jack, Tennessee.
I thought Auburn was, they all bragging at the beginning of the season about the defense.
Yeah, well.
And Tennessee kind of had its way with them.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's what I'm saying, terrible. I mean, when you know you're terrible, you just admit it and move on.
Yeah.
Tennessee's not a contender. Alabama will hang half a hundred on them in the first half.
Well, we only scored 39 the other night.
That'll get corrected. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. The printer broke downstairs, so I'm waiting
no
on
stories.
My stuff. Well, I have stories. I'm waiting.
Are they
on
in
them.
The queue?
Yeah.
In the meantime, Donald Trump and the First Lady are traveling to Georgia and Florida today to assess the hurricane damage.
Well, that ought to be interesting.
Yeah.
The pictures coming out of there are awful.
Oh, it's awful.
You know, I went back and the weekend show, I never really catch the weekend replay. I'm not 100% sure when it starts or ends. I think it's from like 1:30 to 4 or something. But I went back and got in my car at one point in the middle of the afternoon yesterday to run to Costco, and I heard a little piece of it, and it was the day the hurricane was coming in. And I felt like at the time I was sort of overbuilding how bad the hurricane was going to be. Turns out I underdid it. That hurricane was nasty. Still, the pictures coming out of there, people are just now opening up neighborhoods that basically have been wiped off the map, but a really, really nasty situation. I did read over the weekend that Tyndall Air Force Base may be basically a total loss. Every single building on the facility may have to come completely to the ground. And there were something like 20 fighter jets they couldn't get out of there in time. I've read several reasons why that might be. It's not as easy as you think to evacuate a fighter jet from an airfield of fighter jets. You got to send them somewhere, and there has to be maintenance crews and the right runways and the right.
You got to have pilots that are ready to fly them out of there.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you just can't. You can't be like, hey, Campbell, grab the F-22, take it to Kentucky. You know, it doesn't work that way. And so there were some fighter jets that were still there. Valued in the neighborhood of around $400 million apiece, these fighter jets. Now, I just want to pause for a second. When was the last time we had a fighter jet war where fighter jets played a critical component of the war? Bombers? Maybe. I know we have to have some fighter jets to do some escorting here and there. But when's the last time you saw a dogfight taking place over the ocean or over land in a fighter jet? World War II?
I don't know, but don't be critical.
I'm not being critical. Maybe Vietnam. I'm not being critical. But, man, $400 million apiece? There may be as many as 20 of them total losses after this hurricane. That's $8 billion. You know?
Yeah.
Some of us have to write a check to the IRS today because it's that time of year. And it just kind of hurts when you write your little check and they have an $8 billion total losses down on the coast because they got $400 million fighter jets with nowhere to send them when a storm's coming in.
Yeah.
That's more the approach I take to it. That's more the approach I take to it.
I understand in reading a publication this morning, Alabama Daily News, that Alpha set up an emergency relief fund. I thought we had one in the governor's office. The governor's emergency relief fund, GERF, where started by Bob Riley, where he solicited money from people all over the country to keep in a special fund to assist folks who had a gap in what the insurance paid and what your total loss was. Is that thing still around? The GERF?
Let me say a couple things about the GERF. The Governor's Emergency Relief Fund, I believe, is still open and active. At one point, anyway, it was controlled by the River Region United Way. I know people who have raised concerns about the GERF who've been killed with claw hammers. I'm not looking to die. I think the GERF is probably one of the most corrupt accounts in the history of the state of Alabama. And I'm not looking to look into it. I'd rather just let it go.
So our listeners know, I don't believe it's funded with taxpayer dollars unless they get an appropriation. I'm not aware of that.
I don't believe they get an appropriation.
But it has been money raised from all over the country that Riley started, and I think Bentley continued. And I don't know who gets paid out of the... Well, I've heard. You and I know a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, but I'm not
going to
say anything on the radio about it.
Well, I would if I had more proof.
Well, I would if I had more security.
Yeah.
You know?
But I don't know why the AG's office never looked into it.
I think this I don't know.
Maybe either. Anybody that was able to testify has been murdered.
Well, that could be. The GERF, though, was for Alabama residents.
Right.
Right. Is the Alpha Emergency Fund, is that going to Alabama? I mean, were there a lot of losses?
Yeah, Columbia, Alabama, which is down in Houston County, which is on the Georgia line, they took a big-ass hit.
You know, and I hadn't thought about this. All that extra rain right there at closing time on the cotton crop probably wasn't good for it, and the wind. You probably did get a lot of loss there in cotton.
Peanuts, too.
Yeah, I don't know if it would impact peanuts as much, but cotton, surely.
They usually have a late harvest, you know.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the actual bowl of the cotton getting blown away, not being able to harvest it because it's two counties over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All that rain and wind on it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Can a cotton bowl? I've never been a cotton farmer, Campbell. I've litigated cotton farmers. You know, I've litigated cotton farming issues, but never wind and rain. Only chemical damage, and boll weevil damage. One time, Jack Campbell, I worked on a lawsuit involving the Southeastern Boll Weevil Eradication Foundation. Say that three times fast.
I'd rather not.
That's an interesting group right there. But the mighty boll weevil has basically been eradicated from Alabama, but only through the hard work of that group. But wind and rain, I can't imagine being good for the cotton bowl. I can't imagine. Not the cotton bowl, the football game.
B-O-L-L.
Yes. The actual little bulb of cotton that grows on the plant. And this late in the year, I would imagine they've all been defoliated, so any protection the leaves would have provided. Anyway, I'm not a cotton farmer. Nor am I a cotton picker. You know, like Yosemite Sam used to say, cotton picking. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-922. I'm going to take advantage of this commercial break, Campbell. I'm going to run down and see if my stuff is finished printing. It ran out of paper. That's what happened. It didn't break. It ran out of paper. And before I realized it...
Why would you play this? I hate this song.
It was a suggestion, so I played it. What's wrong with this song? It's a great song.
I don't like it at all.
What? Seriously?
I do not like it.
You don't like any Ed Sheeran or just this one?
I don't know anything else he did, but I'm...
It's got some massive hits, Campbell.
Well, good for him.
It's a massive, massive... I can do a whole day on Ed Sheeran.
I wish you would. Do it on a Thursday.
You're in a foul mood this
morning. No, I'm not. I just don't have patience for crappy songs.
We'll be back. Knowing what if was, I will not give you up this
time. Darling, just kiss me slow. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
At Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, they're celebrating their new showroom with a grand opening sales event. Meet their new team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Their best prices of the season, happening now during their grand opening sales event. New showroom, new team, new offers at Jack Ingram Motors on the Eastern Boulevard. Mercedes-Benz. It's time to love what you drive.
My heart keeps skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The other day, and I never got to it.
Really?
Yeah. But here we are.
Here we are, letting system play it out.
Yeah, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228.
What if you don't want to get in?
Then you sit on your hands.
You don't make that call.
You just listen. You just listen. The caller seminar going swimmingly. Could not be going better. We have, we've done 3 full weeks of caller seminar now. That started about 3 weeks ago. Man, time flies. It seemed like it just started last couple of days ago. But anyway.
Everybody has gotten their CLE.
Yeah, the caller continuing line education.
Continuing listener education.
Yeah, that's right. Continuing listener education. I've gotten more compliments on what we did with the caller seminar and improving the quality of calls to this program than I've gotten on anything we've done since we started the show. It was needed. It was necessary. It's I feel like it's done. We will continue to enforce high standards, but I don't think we need any more to talk much about the actual seminar process because it appears that it has had its intended effect. Callers now are clear and concise, Campbell. They call in, boom, they're right on the money.
No, they're very right on the money. Attentive.
Yes.
To the subject at hand.
Kay Ivey and Steve Marshall are set today to meet with members of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. And they're coming under, the board is coming under a great deal of criticism for their work trying to enforce Alabama's parole system. Daryl Bailey's raised concern about it. WSFA's done some pieces on it. Todd Stacey's been following it on AL Daily News. And I, I want to kind of... I've been asked by several people to give my thoughts on it, and I've resisted to this point. And the reason I've resisted to this point is... I'm not pro-criminal. I'm not necessarily pro-inmate. But I am pro-human values. And Alabama is making a decision. And sometimes inaction is a decision. But Alabama is making a decision on a daily basis. The governor, the legislature, everyone involved. To not expand the capacity of prisons in the state of Alabama. Nor to expand their capacity for humane treatment of prisoners in the state of Alabama. And yes, even murderers are entitled to humane treatment, both morally, politically, ethically. I can't explain it any better than that. I mean, even Jesus said, "Go visit the people in prison." You know, there's humanity. 25,000 people locked up in this humanity that are locked up in Alabama's prison system, which is dangerous, overcrowded, doesn't provide the rehabilitation these people desperately need. It basically just warehouses people for a period of time, and then if they can find it within their own heart, if they were raised right and have training sufficient to deep down rely on, then maybe they'll get out and there'll be a success story like our caller Roy, who calls in after 23 years in prison and holds down a job and is a contributing member of society, committed a crime. He doesn't run from it. It happened. But it was not a crime that involved a life sentence. And if you don't give someone a death penalty, essentially, then you're acknowledging that one day they need to get out. And I'm irritated, I guess, with the news, because what the hell do you expect the Board of Pardons and Paroles to do? What do you expect them to do? We have inhumane, overcrowded prisons in the state of Alabama. And there are some people who need to be let out of this in order for our prison system to match its demand. We have more supply of prisoners than we have capacity. And we have to let some people out. And it's tough to pick and choose. I mean, there's some bad dudes in prison. Some really, really bad dudes. But the last time I noticed, a lot of these people complaining about the people being set free by the Board of Pardons and Paroles have not been lobbying and advocating for increased prison space. Have not been advocating for maybe a tax increase to fund it. Have not been advocating for anything that might actually prevent what they perceive as a terrible injustice, which is, and frankly, it's a little shocking, people being let out of prison after a couple of years when they've gotten sentences of 15 years or more, or life even, being let out of prison 5, 6, 7 years into a life sentence. It's shocking, particularly if you testified against that person with the confidence that they would be put away for life, particularly if you're a victim of that person, and now they're going to move back into your neighborhood after killing your brother, or your uncle, or your cousin, or your neighbor. It's disconcerting. I get it. I totally 100% understand the concern. I could not be more sympathetic to the victims in this situation. But at the same time, there are economic realities in the world. There are moral realities in the world. Is it more or less moral to send a prisoner back into the neighborhood that he murdered someone in, or got caught selling drugs for the 10th time, or raped someone? Is it more moral to send him in there, or is it more moral to have demands on a prison system that are so stretched thin and so... I mean, you have guards getting killed in prison. Guards getting stabbed in prison. Corrections officers who are there to do their job, and they don't get paid well for it. And the life expectancy of a corrections officer is drastically lower than yours, unless you're in some other ridiculously stressful field. They get sicknesses and illnesses and things that you can't even contemplate. So life as a corrections officer is not easy. It's not easy at all. And we have in the prison system a dilemma. If you have 1.5 people or 2 people for every available bed, you've got to let some people go. Otherwise, Judge Myron Thompson's going to order them all released at once. And no one's going to be able to keep track of them. And I don't know what you guys expect over at WSFA and AL Daily News. You guys are outraged and acting outraged over it, but what do you expect? What do you expect the Board of Pardons and Paroles to do? The legislature has not given them sufficient money to house these inmates. The legislature has not allotted sufficient money to build enough prison space to house and rehabilitate inmates to make sure murderers serve their full sentence. So you know what's going to happen? They're not going to serve their full sentence. They'll get in there and real quickly they'll figure out which prisoners have no desire whatsoever to be rehabilitated and which ones might show some capacity. And if they find someone who might show some capacity, some genuine remorse, and some genuine desire to be rehabilitated, that guy might get let go. That guy might get let go. These are the consequences of living in a state that is 50th out of 50 in taxes collected. These are the consequences. It's nice. Trust me. It's nice being in a low-tax state. It's nice not having many taxes on your house. You get to get more house for your buck. You get more house for your buck. If you've got a $2,000 a month house payment, it's nice knowing only 100 or so of it goes to taxes or 200 of it goes to taxes rather than living in Connecticut or California or some of these other states where or Illinois where 800 of it goes to your taxes, which means you can only really afford a $1,200 a month house instead of an $1,800 a month house. We get more bang for our buck here in Alabama on things like that. But you know what else we have? Murderers going free. I'm not even talking about the education system yet. Let's just focus on prisons. But when you as a society deem it more important not to pay for anything, then you have to put up with the fact that the prisons will not house the murderers because you haven't funded it. You haven't funded it. But that didn't sound like a very Republican message. It's exactly a Republican message. It's precisely a Republican message. Law and order. Law and order. You go ask Daryl Bailey right now how many murder cases he's behind in prosecuting. I guarantee you the number's over 100. It may be over 150. You know you can't constitutionally house these people without bond forever? You have to give them a bond or cut them loose, awaiting trial? The Constitution demands it? You go ask Daryl Bailey if he's adequately funded on the law and order side of it. You go ask whoever's in charge of the prison system, if they're adequately funded, do they have the money to hire the corrections officers they need to keep order and control in the prisons? Do they have humane facilities in which to house people? I toured that prison a couple of 3 years ago up in Elmore, and I did a 3-hour show on it the next day. I went in July. It was 140 degrees inside with the sun beating down on that building. The stench was almost overwhelming. Now, the prisoners probably, they listen to us. I learned that while I was there. The prisoners probably don't even recognize it anymore. They're just used to it. They're used to the heat and the smell. But to a guy coming in out of a radio station, running up there for an afternoon visit in July, it was shocking. It was shocking. But, man, if you don't want to be in inhumane conditions, don't murder people. What do you want that guy to be when he gets out?
Well, that's the thing.
What do you want that guy to be when he gets out?
That place is not preparing those people. I mean, the conditions are so bad. What do you expect them to be when they get out? Bitter, pissed, mad? You know, when you treat people like that, you have zero chance of reforming them.
They're almost better off, and this is what I was getting at. They're almost better off going to prison for 2 or 3 years and getting out on parole than staying for 20 years. I think you have a better likelihood of getting a rehabilitated prisoner out of the Alabama system after 3 years than you do 30. I'm almost to the point where I believe that. And this state has a real crisis it's facing. They're not going to talk about it during an election year. Just forget about it. But next year they need to talk about it. Somehow, the state of Alabama needs to raise revenue. Somehow. We cannot continue to be 50th out of 50 in revenue collection every single year. That means we're 50th out of 50 in infrastructure. We're 50th out of 50 in schools. We're 50th out of 50 in public health. We're 50th out of 50 in quality of life. We're 50th out of 50 in prisons and law and order. You want to know why the crime's so high? We have murderers wandering around the streets because the judges have to let them out of jail waiting trial. They can't keep them for 4, 5, 6 years. You just can't constitutionally do it. It's illegal. It's not allowed. And at some point, the state needs to come face-to-face with that reality. We either continue to be 50th out of 50 in everything, or we stare ourselves in the mirror and figure out what tax threshold can we tolerate? What tax threshold can we tolerate? And are there volunteer taxes that people would be more than willing to pay, like sports gaming or lottery or casino gaming? Those are voluntary taxes. They have social costs that come with them. I'm not an idiot. I know that. There will be people whose lives will be destroyed. But so will there be people whose lives are destroyed because we can't house inmates. Innocent people gunned down in the street, murdered. Houses broken into. Property destroyed and damaged. Taken. Stolen. Guys, at some point, the state of Alabama, we need to have a big old come to Jesus meeting. Or we're going to continue to be behind, because when we get back, I'm going to tell you a story about how everybody else in the union has recovered from this economic downturn and where Alabama sits compared to where we were 10 years ago. And then compare that to the rest of the country. It ain't pretty. It ain't pretty at all. This hour of the program brought to you by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Absolutely beautiful food. Had a little dish there over the weekend, Jack Campbell. It was dynamite. Had the special with the white wine lemon juice. It was
scrimp.
Yes, I hope everybody got over there to get that. I hope that item ends up on the menu at some point. That was dynamo. Dynamo. I'll let you know as we get closer to lunch hour, maybe what the special is this week, and a little bit more about the menu. The Midtown Pizza Kitchen does a fantastic job. My favorite restaurant in town. Great sponsor of the show. We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a warm forecast for now, but things will cool down later in the week. For today, look for a good bit of sunshine. Very warm with a high around 86. Risk of some widely scattered showers around by late around this afternoon into this evening and tonight. Over that low temperature, 69. Then tomorrow, as a front moves through the state, scattered showers possible from time to time. Otherwise, a sun and cloud mix with more clouds than sun. A warm day with a high in the middle 80s. Wednesday, not as warm, high 77. Slight chance of showers. And a nice day Thursday. Plenty of sun, high in the upper 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Rand with Boost Mobile here in Montgomery, Alabama. I've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for the past year. It's increased my sales and increased my traffic. Great decision to make.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
I didn't print the story off. Or if I did, I didn't grab it. About Alabama's economic recovery. I'll find it and read you the statistics. They're alarming. I believe, if I read the statistics correctly, we have fewer people employed in the state of Alabama now than we did back in 2008. When the everything broke loose on the last economic downturn. Just about every other state has recovered. I think we have the fourth slowest recovery in the union. And there's a reason for that. I'm not advocating big government, okay? I'm not a big government establishment Republican. If you've listened to this program for over 4 years, you should know that by now. I'm not a big government establishment Republican. But I do like the occasional government services. I do. I don't want to see any wasted money and all that, but I do like the occasional government services. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're here with you each and every day from 9 to noon.
How you doing?
On News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rebel Yell, huh?
Don't forget those letters, WACV. You can look us up on the WACV app. You can find us on Podbean. Just search WACV. You can find us, any number of places. TuneIn app, WACV, you'll find it there. The Rebel Yell from Billy Idol. I like Billy Idol.
Do they still make Rebel Yell bourbon?
Never heard of it.
What?
Yeah. I can't help it, Jack. I've not had Rebel Yell bourbon. Craig.
Good morning.
Morning.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Everybody knows we need jails and prisons. They know we have to build them, but they don't want to pay for them, and they don't want to acknowledge that we have to have them publicly.
I have a habit of hitting the nail on the head on these issues.
I mean, you've got to have it. It's like state troopers. Everybody hollers, we don't want state troopers. Yes, you do. Have a rick. You don't want to be stuck out at 2 o'clock in the morning on backcountry road waiting on a trooper to come 3 hours. I mean, it's ridiculous. You want something, you have to pay for it. And I'm very pro-victim. But the truth of the matter is, if you don't put them out on the street, a federal judge, as you said, Judge Thompson, is going to say, pay these people and cut them loose.
Well, again, I'm pro-victim, but I'm also pro-humanity.
I'm pro-common sense.
Yeah. Prisoners have made mistakes. They're entitled to be treated like humans. And if they're not, kill them. Honestly, if they're not, kill them. And if you think if you think every crime deserves the death penalty, then you're a harsh individual. I'm sorry. But your average rapist is going to get out of prison one day. Do you want him to rape again? Your average thief is going to get out of prison again. Do you want him to steal again? Your average murderer, frankly, and this is just reality, is going to get out of prison one day. Do you want him to murder again? And if the answer to that question is no, we need to seriously have a come-to-Jesus meeting and rethink the way we do corrections in this state. Because it's not working. It's just not working. It's not working, period.
And another issue, too, is the parole board has cut people loose who've gotten in and shown they're not going to comply with the rules of the facility. Those need to be corrected. But overall, the parole board hasn't almost impossible job. I mean, you're basically asking them to break open their little Ouija ball and see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Well, and the other thing, too, is they say, well, you're letting them out too early. Okay. We don't have anywhere to put people. So what do you want to do with them? You want to tie them up to a tree in the woods?
And if you'll notice, every 3.5 years, this starts about election time, and then probably about first week in December or anything else.
It'll go away. There's no doubt.
It's like the whole sheriff's food bill deal. That'll go away until next election cycle. Happens every time.
All right, my friend.
But as soon as Mike Hubbard gets in, they'll want to fix that prison, though, I promise.
Appreciate it. Thanks. I don't think he's ever going to go to prison. He still hadn't gone to prison.
Is that who I thought it was?
I don't know. Who'd you think it was? Well, don't say his name on air. He obviously went by an alias. Hey, they can hear you, Jack.
Not that.
You got a microphone. Red Top.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
We have a situation here where giving the money state money is not going to solve the problem because they're not going to spend it on the prisons no more than they spent the tobacco settlement money on people's health. They bought furniture from the Capitol. So there's no what we're missing here, guys, is they need to change the laws. Stop putting so many people putting them in prison. Drug treatment instead of confinement is one no-brainer. And I don't see any appetite for changing the laws and improving the situation.
So let me say this, yeah, no, I tend to agree with you to a certain extent, but let me back up a little bit. I both agree and disagree with you. There's some really, really bad dudes in prison. I mean, some murderers who would kill you in a second for looking at them. They wouldn't think a thing about it. They go get a hamburger and they go on their day and they don't even remember Red Top.
That's not who we're talking about.
I understand that, but listen. That's where I disagree with you. I think most of the people in prison probably have committed some pretty heinous acts over their life. But here's where I do agree with you. A lot of those people are committing heinous acts to further drug use and addiction and drug dealing that is brought on by poor government policy. And if we could get that problem fixed, you would have fewer people killing each other. You would have fewer people robbing people at gunpoint for drug money. You would have.
Well, in Alabama, there's no appetite for fixing any damn thing.
That's correct.
One politician proposed any law to improve anything, and they make money for. They get paid for every prisoner they got in prison, don't they, by the federal government?
It's not quite that easy, but yeah, I mean, there is money.
It's a racket, buddy. It's a shakedown. They want those prisoners. They make a lot of money. They got prison farms. This is not one corrections and rehabilitation was meant to be. So it's a bunch of crooks running the system. I don't see how we can improve it. Thank you.
Thank you. 272-9228. I did get the special. I did know the special. I actually heard what the special was going to be, and I've seen a picture of it over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, just to update what I said earlier. Rigatoni bolognese with a big old dollop of ricotta right on the top of it. That's a good-looking dish. That's a really, really good-looking dish. Mr. Sandman, my friends. Mr. Sandman, two locations right here in the River Region. And look, he's selling the best mattresses available for money. He's doing it at the best prices. So, I mean, you're more than welcome to shop other places if you want. But there's a reason Mr. Sandman has been the number one mattress store for 18 years right here in the River Region. As voted on by you, the members of the listening audience. There's a reason Mr. Sandman, I caught it. There's a reason Mr. Sandman rises to the top. There's a reason Mr. Sandman rises to the top. And that is quality service, quality products, and quality prices. So get Mr. Sandman on your wish list and head over to Mr. Sandman on Highway 14 in Millbrook or on the Atlanta Highway right here in Montgomery on the other side of the street from Dairy Queen. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all.
professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
With Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with some good news if you need to get rid of your old energy guzzling system.
We now have fall factory rebates available up to $1,100 on select systems, and we're also still offering 0% interest to help make a new system affordable for everybody.
Financing and rebates, that is good news. If your system is old and you think it's on its last leg, take advantage of these specials today. How else can United help?
In October, our business starts slowing down, so we also have low off-season pricing available. Don't wait till your system breaks down and forces you to be reactive and make a quick decision. Be proactive today and take advantage of these specials and save.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing and rebates. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
After 9 o'clock, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're here with you every day. Get cozy, buckle your safety harness as you drive around town. Use your turn signals. Don't speed. Speed kills. Like crack. Crack kills. Why are you looking at me that way? Hey, look, crack does kill. Crack caused some of those people to be in prison that we're talking about. We're big in the prisons. Did you know that? We have five or six, I think, prisons in our listening audience. And we're big in those prisons. We're huge. The prisoners love us. I was told this because every time, just about every time, it's almost uncanny, just about every time we talk of the prisons, I get letters from prisoners. Almost every single time. Some of them meticulously long written letters. I guess they don't have, you know, a lot going on. I mean, they can sit and write long letters. You just don't get letters like that from the free people walking around anymore. It just doesn't happen. But I love reading them. There was one I was not able to open. I got an unofficial opinion from the bar, but it said on the outside of the envelope, sent under attorney-client privilege, and I'm not that guy's lawyer. You know, I'm a lawyer, and he's a prisoner, but I wasn't his lawyer.
Oh.
And so I asked the bar, should I even open it, and they said, that's up to you.
Well, that was smart of you to go to them.
Well, I didn't know what to do, you know? I didn't want to be responsible for anything, and I still have it.
Listen, some of these people that are in prison are monsters, and some of them probably can be reformed. And it's not un-Republican to say you believe there ought to be humane conditions in prison, like decent food, you know, an opportunity to sleep at night. I mean, well, you went, Baron. I went a long time ago. I'm trying to remember where I went, but... You can't expect people to come out of there and they're not jaded if they have to live in those conditions. And,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's anything un-Republican about saying that you ought to treat people, you know, humanely. I don't, you know, and I've always advocated that. And now some people are not reformable. you know.
Yeah, I do believe
like
that.
Like serial rapists or serial...
pedophiles or something.
Sexual offenders.
I do believe there are some people who, if they're let out, they 100% will.
And a lot of these people are totally mentally ill.
Yeah.
And we certainly don't address that in this state, whether you're incarcerated or not.
I think
we have no mental health.
Look, if we put more money towards mental health and more money towards drug addiction, the prison population probably would come down on its own. It probably would come down on its own. We'll get to some of these phone calls. We got people backing up.
And you know why people are concerned about drug use now? Because it's hitting the middle class.
You're right.
With these opioids.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn about crack on the streets or cocaine or any of that stuff. But when it starts affecting the middle class with, quite frankly, doctors who overprescribe and also people have an opioid addiction who, you know, I don't even want to go into that because I don't want the phone to ring off the hook about that. But anyway.
I'm going to get to the phone calls. I do want to tell you real quickly, Newark Decorating on the Atlanta Highway. This is your one-stop shop, really, for making your home beautiful. They have the high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. It's the only place in town you can get them. You can't go anywhere else in Montgomery and get Benjamin Moore paints. And if you want to paint with, like, the Cadillac, the Ferrari of paints, that's Benjamin Moore. I mean, you could throw a Ford Pinto on the walls, and it'll be colored, all right? It'll have paint to it. It won't clean well. It won't hold up well. It'll peel. It'll fade. It'll not hold its luster. But you can get it on the wall. And if you want that, you go somewhere else. Don't go to New Look Decorating. You want your house beautiful? You want high-quality Benjamin Moore paint? You want paint that basically jumps off the brush onto the wall in the perfect place? Then you go to New Look Decorating, right there on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway, right next to the Goo Goo Car Wash. New Look Decorating. Go talk to Brian Carr and Brett Lanham. These guys know what they're doing. They got two designers on staff. They even got wallpaper. They got pressure washer rentals. I mean, it's really a one-stop shop. And they said, but bam, I use a painting contractor. I got to use whatever paint my painting contractor wants to use. No, you don't. Tell your painting contractor, go to Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating on Atlanta Highway. They've got their own entrance. It's got a cute little awning and everything. So get by there when you get the opportunity or send your painting contractor the way of New Look Decorating. Say hey to Brian and Brett while you're in there. Our number 272-9228, 272-9228. 6 minutes till the top of the hour. This is an anonymous caller, Campbell.
Good.
Hey, I'm here.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Who's this?
Doing pretty good. How are you fellas today?
Doing well.
Who is this?
He said he's anonymous, Jay.
Oh, okay.
I just got to give Jay for now.
He's going by Jay.
Jay. I'll give y'all some pertinent information that's not been made public. And there's a food supply warehouse that the Department of Corrections has. Been in operation for 20 to 30 years. There are no more farms. There are no more canning facilities. There's no more furniture plants. There is nothing that the inmates are doing to be productive and rehabilitation-wise in the system. ACLU and a couple of others have sued, claimed it was slave labor, and got all that shut down. They were a good rehab program. The food supply warehouse has been under attack, and the recycle program that the Department of Corrections has been running for several years has came under attack. Recycle program was actually making profit. They have started systematically shutting both of those down and outsourcing it, and y'all both know that you can't outsource cheaper than you can do it yourself. I don't care who you think you are, where you are. There's no agency, no person alone can outsource anything and do it cheaper than doing it yourself. So not only is it looking at money being wasted with the state's money, department's money, there are staff members that are potentially pending losing jobs. And all over, some folks' opinions are people wanting their pockets padded, good buddy system, and everything else like that.
All right. We appreciate the call. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, thanks. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Who's this?
This is Robert.
Hey, Robert. What's going on?
First thing all, I want to piggyback on the guy that just got off the phone. We could get with some of these major industries and let them send someone into these prisons to teach some skills to these people so when they come out, they can come out with, ready to go back to work. Because a lot of them in there because they had no outlook on life. They had no choice but think they could do the illegal things to make a living. So we could spend a little bit to save down the line. Let's get with some of these major manufacturers like Hyundai.
Okay, that's not going to happen. Okay, the Hyundai is not getting in the prison reform business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just that they're not getting into it. They might hire some of our prisoners on a short term basis through one of their temporary agencies that they use. But I've heard this for a long time. It's just not going to happen.
So we got to come up with some solution. We just can't lock them up and let them lift weights all day.
Well, I understand that. I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's got to be. Other states are doing it better than we are. Other countries are doing it better than we are. There are models to look at. If we aren't ingenious enough or creative enough to come up with our own, there are things we can look at. But those things all aren't free. Not a single one of them are free.
Right. I think we got to spend something to save something down the line. Are we locking up too many people for a small thing?
No. No, not generally. Not generally. I mean, it does happen. There's the occasional outrageous sentence handed down by some circuit judge somewhere. But generally speaking, no. We're not locking. We're locking people up for rape, murder, theft, and outrageous repeat behavior.
Right.
Armed robbery and worse. So generally speaking, the guy out there slinging a half ounce of weed is not going to prison.
Okay, that's what I want to understand, because I think we need to make room for the hardened criminals, like you just said.
Yeah.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Thanks,
appreciate
Robert.
It. Thanks. Our number 272-9228. Who's this?
Hey, it's Fred. Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
You know, in my work, I deal with people just getting out of prison, and they're, you know, like you just said, it costs money, but some of them need medication. Catholic Social Services does the best they can. There's another group related to Frazier, but they'll do free medicine once.
Yeah.
And it's just that part of the problem, besides the overcrowding, is getting some help or some guidance or some counseling after they get out. Because basically when they get out, it's like, bye, you're on your own. So you've been in there for 10 years and now you're on your own. What do? You can't work. You don't know how to work. You don't have a car. May not have even family. Or a place to stay. And, you know, I sure would like to see some money put toward that. And if there's money out there besides the two I just mentioned, I don't know about it.
Well, we appreciate your call. I don't know either.
Well, do you know the recidivity rate?
Someone told me it's around, 60-70%, something like that?
Yeah, 70% of the people that are in jail go back. And that I think that's one of the